Chapter 13. Marigold allowed herself only a moment's hesitation. She took a deep breath, summoned her magic, and felt the tingle in her hands. Zoop, plip, bloop! Nori, Elliot, Willa, Pepper, Sebastian, Zinnia, and Clyde. They shrank, one after the other. They were each now the height of a mouse, but not the width. Their bodies stayed proportional. They were teensy tiny miniature versions of themselves. And then, zoop, Marigold was tiny too. That was the part she'd been worried about. But it worked like a charm. Whee, she said, bouncing up and down. I did it!
High five, squeaked Elliot, slapping Marigold's palm. Swingo, cried Clyde. This is awesome, Sebastian said.
The air shattered around them as the first bell rang. The hall thundered with shoes and legs and noise and pants cuffs as kids poured out of the cafeteria door right beside them. It was so loud.
Up against the wall,
Marigold cried, flattening herself against the baseboard to escape being trampled.
Everyone's so huge, yelled Nori.
Marigold was surprised by how dirty everything looked. A gum wrapper on the ground, a splooch of mud from someone's shoe, a crumpled piece of lost homework. There was junk all over the floor. She had never noticed it when she was big. The second bell rang, and the hallway emptied with a slamming of locker doors. Lacey was gone. The tiny fifth graders were alone. They regarded one another with big eyes and huge grins.
Hey, watch this, Nori said.
She made a funny expression and fluxed into a dritten. A teeny tiny dritten, not much bigger than a moth.
Nice, said Marigold.
She was proud of how her big magic made everyone tiny. Nori had stayed tiny even when she fluxed. Wowzers.
We still have to go to class, Willa pointed out.
She looked down the long, long hall, which looked like a highway.
Yikes, our classroom is far away.
Nori popped back from dritten to her tiny girl form.
We should have asked Lacey to take us.
Marigold felt a wave of worry. Was this plan going to work out? Was everyone going to be miserable? Nori, as usual, took action.
Oh, well, we're tough. Come on, team. Off we go.
Marigold felt her spirits lift. They set off down the hall. They walked. And walked. After what felt like ages, they were a third of the way to the UDM classroom. Then, thump, thump, thump. The ground shook.
An elephant is coming, Willa said.
There are no elephants in school, Sebastian said.
It could be a fluxed student, said Willa.
Marigold shivered.
Even if this isn't an elephant, there are a lot of scary animals here that I didn't think to worry about. What if a flamingo escapes from the fuzzy lab? It would totally eat us up like shrimp.
There are flamingos in the fuzzy lab? Elliot asked.
The fuzzy lab was a home to many animals used in teaching fuzzies to use their animal taming magic.
Oh yeah, said Nori. They have a baby alligator too.
She was the only one of them who had visited the lab.
That is not good news, said Sebastian.
I can scare it away, said Pepper. At least, I think I can, if my magic works the same way when I'm small.
Thump, thump, thump.
It's just Coach, Elliot said, turning to look behind them.
Coach paused as he reached the tiny kids. He scratched his head.
We're shrunken fifth graders, Marigold said, waving.
The others joined in, calling out things like,
We're tiny! See?
And,
Aren't we adorable?
And, Don't squish us!
Coach put his enormous meaty hands on his enormous meaty knees and squatted, peering at them. He let out a low whistle.
Hi, Nori. Kids.
We're protesting, Marigold explained,
looking back and forth between his enormous, shiny eyes.
Yeah,
Nori chimed in.
We object to being told how we can play during our free time at school. We think the dregs ban is unfair and the principal didn't think it through. And until we're allowed to bring them to school, or at least to recess, we stay small.
Yeah, chorused the others.
We made ourselves tiny and we demand big change.
That was their slogan.
Bax isn't with you, is he? Coach looked worried.
No, Coach, said Nori. He thought it was a bad idea.
Phew, said Coach.
We need to get to class, Marigold told him.
She glanced at the others.
If we don't go to class, the teachers won't know we're small. Plus, you know, we need an education.
All right, Coach said. Hey, shall I flux into a cat to carry you? I can do Persian, Abyssinian, Manx. You know, I do 19 different house cats. You could ride on my back.
Don't, cried Pepper. I'm here, remember? I'm not sure how well I can pause my piercing magic if you flux. I paused it while Nori was tiny dritten Nori so I didn't scare her. But that was only for about 30 seconds. I don't know how being tiny will affect my magic. My magic might be tiny, too. I might not be able to pause very long, and then Cat Coach will get frightened. It could be dangerous.
Coach sighed. As everyone knew, he loved cat fluxing. You're right. In that case, climb aboard my arm. He squatted and laid his forearm on the floor. Marigold climbed on first. She sat facing forward, clutching the fabric of Coach's long-sleeved shirt in each hand. She felt a little wobbly, and more than a little scared. Don't be shy, Coach said to the rest of them. They followed Marigold's example and took their seats on Coach's forearm. Standing up now, he said, when they were all settled.
Whoa!
Everyone squealed, tilting and working hard to stay aboard.
It's like a roller coaster, Nori cried.
Marigold grinned. It wasn't scary after all. It was fun. The floor seemed miles away, and every step Coach took rumbled his arm. Coach dropped Clyde at his flicker class and Zinnia at her flare class. He didn't go in and speak to either of their teachers. Outside Ms. Starr's classroom, he stopped and frowned. I don't think Ms. Starr is going to be pleased about this.
That's okay, said Nori. We are happy to be sent to the principal's office. We want to tell him why we think it's unfair, added Marigold.
She felt a little nervous. After all, this whole protesting thing was new to her. But she was excited, too. And her excitement was stronger than her worry. If you say so, Coach said. He rapped on the classroom door, then lowered his arm to the floor. Marigold and the remaining tinies tumbled off. Everyone was flushed and excited.
I did this, Marigold thought with wonder.